The jury is still out in the trial of the man accused of murdering Grace Mullane. The 27-year-old man who has name suppression has been on trial in the High Court at Auckland for the past 3 weeks. Today, Justice Simon Moore summed up the case to the jury of 7 women and 5 men before they retired to consider their verdict at lunchtime. In the past hour, the jury has returned to court to ask a question and have indicated to Justice Moore they are close to a verdict. Our reporter Sarah Robson has been covering the case and filed this story.
It's the Crown's case that the accused man strangled Grace Mullane to death in his apartment in the City Life Hotel last December. But his defence says her death was an accident after he choked her during consensual rough sex. Summing up the case to the jury, Justice Moore said they must ignore any media reports they may remember about Ms. Mullane's disappearance.
It's critically important that you make your findings in this case solely on the evidence you heard in this courtroom.
Justice Moore said he was confident the jurors had followed the instructions he gave them at the beginning of the trial to not make their own inquiries online or on social media. He explained again why.
Media reports, including social media reports, are often inaccurate, incomplete, and not infrequently simply wrong. And it would be totally unfair of you to judge this case on things you may have heard, seen, or read beyond the walls of this courtroom.
Justice Moore told the jury they must put their own feelings aside during their deliberations.
You must reach your verdict in this case uninfluenced by prejudice against or sympathy for anyone connected to this trial.
Justice Moore said it was natural to have sympathy for Grace Mullane's family, but the jury couldn't let feelings intrude into their judgment. The same applied to any feelings they may have about the accused man's behaviour.
Sift the evidence as carefully and as neutrally and as objectively as you can.
Justice Moore told the jury that if they find the man guilty of murder, they don't need to go any further in their deliberations. If they find he did not, he said it's only then that they were able to consider manslaughter. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Sarah Robson, aho.
And our reporter Sarah Robson is at the High Court and joins me now. Sarah, in the past hour, the jury has come back to ask a question.
Yeah, that's right. Just after 4 o'clock today, the jury asked a question wanting to clarify what the wording meant and part of the question trail they are considering in their deliberations. Now, they asked what a question meant when it said, quote, when he applied pressure, whether it was when pressure was first applied to Ms. Mullane's neck or at any point during the choking. Now, Justice Moore told the jury that when he applied pressure wasn't limited to the beginning of this time period, that it could be at any time during the application for force leading to Ms. Mullane's death. Now, the jury indicated that it is coming quite close to reaching a verdict. So they've been deliberating now for about 4.5 hours. So we are expecting that they will continue their deliberations. It's obviously gone beyond 5 o'clock now, so they are staying on late to continue deliberations on a verdict.
Thank you, Sarah. That's Sarah Robson, who is outside the High Court in Auckland. And if there are any developments in that case, we will bring them to you.